Now another long drive. We follow the coast of the Mediterranean through Valencia, Barcelona, Marseille, Nice, and Genova. We come at last to Pisa. The famous Leaning Tower turns out to be a kind of architectural time machine. As much as does meet the eye here, there is far more that does not. Medieval architects outreached themselves. The Gothic buildings that stand are a remarkable legacy, but we see few of those failures. One of the failures, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, is a marvel to see. The Leaning Tower, like many other old Tuscan towers, sits on soft soil. It's only one of many that have gone askew in various ways, but none is more dramatic. Its height, after 800 years of tilting and sinking into the soil, is about 184 feet. I always thought of the tower as a Renaissance building, but it's older than that. Its construction began way back in 1173. When builders finished the first third, they found it had tipped 0.2 degrees to the northwest, so they put it on hold for a century. By then, the tilt had extended to 0.7 degrees. Yet the city fathers resumed construction anyway. Masons squared off the top of the tilted stump and built upward. The tower tilted again, this time to the north. They stopped again. For another century, the tower sank and tilted to the north, to the east, and finally to the south. With the tower now leaning almost 2 degrees to the south, work went ahead once more in 1373. Masons squared off the top a second time, and they finished the tower. Now the top was straight, but the lower portion had a gentle but permanent corkscrew shape. The tower has continued tilting at an average rate of 21 seconds each year. Now it moves only 7 seconds per year, but that's cold comfort when it leans almost 5.5 degrees off vertical, nearly a 10% tilt. And so it stands, majestic and eerie, defying the rules of fall that Galileo learned upon its summit. Years ago, they still let people walk to the top. The stair coils about the outside. You had to cringe against the wall each time you negotiated the south face and hung over empty space. You reached the top short of wind and gazed out over the ancient intellectual center of Pisa. But there's one more tight circular staircase. You took a deep breath and mounted it. Now you could gaze down even on the bells. Nothing more separated you from the blue Tuscan sky. We have to wonder what medieval magic keeps the tower from abruptly finishing its fall. Civil engineers have learned what its medieval builders didn't know about foundations, but they haven't yet learned how to end the tower's movement. With an animal obstinacy, it curbs experiments. It responds to each measure by tilting faster, and it teases our minds with its crazy slow-motion corkscrew fall.